This is the Schnitt Show.
And Biden just introduced his $2 trillion infrastructure bill, or his plan, I should say. Yeah, also, more than half of Americans disapprove of Biden's immigration work. Yeah, if you want to call it work, more like a boondoggle. Hold on, we'll get into that coming up in just a bit. Let me go straight away to phones, though. We've had a bunch of folks hold on here, and a lot of people have comments on this Matt Gaetz situation. Just had a woman that voted for Matt Gaetz out of Destin, Florida, in the Panhandle, beautiful part of the state. And she said that he's got a frat boy persona and a reputation, and she seems to think where there's smoke, there's fire. All right, back to the phones here. You want to get in as I wrap up this Matt Gaetz story, which is truly remarkable, just the details we have so far. 800-801-8999 if you want to weigh in. 800-801-8999. Do you believe these allegations against Matt Gaetz? What about the original story that came out and then this add-on, the sudden wire-wearing and extortion attempt and $25 million? It's crazy. All right, to the phones, 800-801-8999. Let me grab Frederico in Clearwater, Florida. Frederico, you're on Schnitt. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Okay, I want to give Matt Gaetz my personal advice. Do not lie about what happened. Tell the truth. Ask for leniency. Quit Congress, because I'm afraid you may become suicidal at some point, like many high offenders that cannot take the fall from the top. I think you should really consider stop lying about it and come clean. Tell the truth. And, you know, there is forgiveness. I mean, we can forgive you if you take responsibility for what you did. You're not the first one. Remember the governor of New York? He fell from the same place where you are right now for the same reason. So go ahead and be a man and take responsibility. That's my message.
Frederico, but you're already convicting Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is innocent until proven guilty. So either you have some special insight or you just have a real strong feeling that he's guilty. Explain.
It's absolutely impossible that the Department of Justice would open an investigation unless there is, as the lady said, where the smoke, there's fire. The Department of Justice is and the FBI are the most serious, you know, justice departments in the world, the planet.
Right.
If there is something they are looking at, there is something they're looking at. It's impossible that it's a lie.
Clearly, something's going on. I agree that the investigation was open for a reason. And Matt Gaetz, whatever his situation is, it's an offshoot of this Seminole County tax collector, this Greenberg, who, by the way, just had more charges filed against him today, ironically. All right, Frederico, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. He thinks, folks, Fred there thinks that he's guilty and just come on out and just admit it, ask for forgiveness. And then in a little bit of a morbid twist on the phone call, Fred there thinks that he could be suicidal. Well, interesting. All right. You want to get in? You think Matt Gaetz innocent, guilty? What do you think about the Tucker Carlson interview last night? Any comments on that? It was a bizarre, bizarre interview. 800-801-8999. That's the number. That gets you through to the show right now. 800-801-8999. Let's grab Janie in Kentucky. Hello, Janie. You're on Schnitt. Welcome.
Hello. I just wanted to say that the GOP needs to take a little more serious the Dems playbook. The hotter it gets on the Democrats, the more things will come out about GOP people, and it just goes crazy. Everybody talks about it, but if it has anything to do with the GOP, it's not mentioned anymore, just like Biden and Hunter. Well, let's not talk about that. But But if somebody does something in the Republican Party, that's all it's talked about for days and days, and we've got more important stuff to talk about.
Well, again, this story just broke, and listen, there are,
wait a second.
Hold on 1 second. There have been plenty of stories involving Democrats, and certainly recently, that have gotten plenty of attention. Democrats being accused of certain things. I have not seen those things swept under the rug. I mean, I could go back and do a, you know, whip out a compendium, but this does swing both ways. I'm not going to go with there's an absolute bias on Democrat versus Republican here. We can whip out examples of salacious stories that swing both ways. Hey, how about the Cuomo story? How about New York's Andrew Cuomo, the governor? It is nonstop pounding that Democrat is taking, and especially from the mainstream media. It's just bam, bam, bam. So do you believe the story? Do you think there's any truth? Do you think where there's smoke, there's some fire with Matt Gaetz?
No, I think it's a diversion from what is really going on with the border and other things that we need to be talking about.
But wait a minute, but hang on a sec. But hold on, wait. But the investigation began under Bill Barr, under Trump's administration. That's when this whole thing began. That's when Matt Gaetz allegedly was investigated. That was the beginning of it. So I don't know. How does it become a distraction if this began under Trump and Bill Barr?
I don't know. I just feel like it's really a convenient time for us to be talking about something else when all this stuff is going on at the border. And I know, and you know, if that was black children in those conditions, that the White House would be burnt down. But because they're Latinos, it's okay. So I think the Biden administration is racist.
Well, you got a lot of interesting theories. You know, also keep in mind that the media has been slamming Biden's border debacle, and of course, it's a total disaster. It is a complete calamity what Biden has allowed to happen. But that coverage goes on, and again, the mainstream media has been covering the crisis. The mainstream media has called it a crisis as the Biden administration, they try to, you know, put the flower petals on giant piles of poop, and they can't do it. And
right.
a lot of that is the mainstream media is calling Biden out. The mainstream media calling it a crisis. Other Democrats calling
exactly.
Calling it a crisis when the Biden administration would not call it a crisis. So the point is
exactly,
that
exactly. But
I don't see
it. Black children down there.
Say it again.
Those are not black children down there. If they was black, it would be a different story.
All right, I heard you say that the first time around. I was just a little confused, like Tucker Carlson. Let me do my Tucker Carlson confused face. All right, can you explain again your theory on black, if they were black kids versus Hispanic kids coming from Guatemala, Honduras, etc.? Explain your theory again.
Well, the black children, they have people backing them up, like Black Lives Matter, but Hispanic children, there's nobody standing up for them that would do what Black Lives Matter do.
Right, so wait a minute, what are you
black
claiming?
Children, they would have burnt down the White House.
Okay, if there were black kids, you think Black Lives Matter would have burned down the White House?
Yes.
Okay. All
but
right.
These Latino children have nobody with their back.
Well, again, you have the Biden administration with a major policy gaffe, a total disaster of not telegraphing from the beginning of Joe Biden taking the White House, don't come here. And, of course, you've got Biden and his team unraveling all of Trump's immigration policies and the wall, for instance, the construction of that. And the message was sent, hey, Biden, open for business. All the illegals, come on down. We'll let you in. I mean, they're showing up at the border with
yes.
a Biden. They've got a Biden
You're
logo
right.
T-shirt that says "Let us in" or "Please let us in" or whatever. All right, now I'm not quite following.
You're right.
I'm not quite agreeing with the whole black kids versus Latino kid comparison. But again, going back to your original point, there's plenty of attention with the mainstream media excoriating the Biden administration on their border gaffe, their border crisis in capital, all caps, crisis. So I don't see it as a distraction. You know, this other news happens.
Do you think that if it was black children, do you think the news media would be able to get into those facilities?
I see your point is kind of moot here because it's not black kids. We're dealing with Central American kids and Mexican kids that are coming over to the border to try to get into the country because they feel that we're open for business. So, I mean, to try to come up with that kind of a theory and come up with that kind of a comparison, for me, I got to be honest, it doesn't really work because it's not plausible. It's, you know, we can come up with hypotheticals and come up with crazy stuff all day long, but I don't see that as even a remotely viable hypothetical to even opine upon. All right, thanks for the call. 800-801-8999, the number here on Schnitt, that gets you on. 800-801-8999. A short time ago, President Biden did unfurl. He unraveled. He flung it upon us. Spend. We have Biden just unraveling his $2.2 trillion infrastructure program. He wants to rebuild roads and bridges and schools and completely transform the American economy. He's got this new jobs plan. And again, raising taxes. Corporate America is going to get smashed if this plan goes through. Plenty of Americans are going to get smashed. You know, whenever they tell you that nobody's going to see tax increases if you're below this certain number, you know that that never works out. That many more Americans get hit with taxes, de facto taxes, whatever. And it's spend. Big infrastructure plan. Now, do we have infrastructural issues in this country? We do. But again, just throwing this amount of money, this is going to push our federal debt and our deficit through the roof again. Our debt's going to travel well past $30 trillion. All right. This just came out. Biden just finished speaking a few minutes ago, where he revealed this $2.2 trillion big, huge, massive spend infrastructure plan. All right, 800-801-8999, the latest on the WHO and China report, and a lot of folks are not buying what the World Health Organization and what China are claiming. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. And the defense of Matt Gaetz is getting stronger from, loonies like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I've got no time for. So we should have time to get into that. A lot in the final, 40 minutes here on Schnitt. Back in a moment, folks. Hang on.
This is the Schnitt Show. The Schnitt List is on.
SchnittShow.com.
For those that have been traveling by air and you've enjoyed the open middle seat on Delta, well, all good things must come to an end, right? Yeah, Delta's going to start selling those middle seats beginning in a month. Yeah, May 1st. Yeah, a month from tomorrow. So the empty middle seat on Delta will go bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, you knew that it wouldn't last forever. All right, I got some of the details here of the Biden plan. And as I mentioned, the president just outlined a few minutes ago during a little live event his $2.2 trillion spending over an 8-year period. This is the Joe Biden infrastructural spending plan. He was just at some union hall in Pittsburgh, and it looked like there were piles of lumber behind him. Were those props that were brought in? Off to the side, when I saw him leave, it looked like they were like joists or something. I thought it was at some kind of union hall. And Biden called on this vision that he has to create the strongest, most resilient, innovative economy in the world and to create millions of good-paying jobs. And, of course, this all has to be paid for with a tax hike. And the tax hike also, you combine that with their plan to stop the offshoring of profits. And their plan here is to fund this infrastructure plan within 15 years. So an 8-year plan to spend and then a 15-year plan to pay it all off. Some of the highlights, some of the details here from Uncle Joe's plan. $621 billion would be put into transportation infrastructure. So bridges, roads, public transit, airports, seaports, electric vehicle development, $621 billion. Then direct $400 billion to care for elderly and disabled Americans. All right, that's doesn't seem to be infrastructural. I'm all for taking care of elderly and disabled Americans, but $400 billion for that. Almost as much as the roads and the airports and the. All right, hold on. I'll finish with this right after the break.
The Schnitt Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting Schnitt.
I have also a statement here from that law firm, Beggs and Lane, where David McGee is now in private practice, former Department of Justice lawyer, now in private practice. And this David McGee, he is the one that Matt Gaetz, representative from Florida, is pointing fingers at as masterminding or being part of some kind of an extortion plot. Again, this story has taken a bizarre, bizarre turn. So I'll get to that in a minute. Just finishing up with Biden's proposal and, man, $2.2 trillion. $621 billion infrastructural transportation spending. Bridges, roads, public transit, ports, airports, electric vehicle development. Well, the private industry is doing that all on its own. Direct $400 billion to care for elderly and disabled Americans. I have no problem with helping to take care of disabled and elderly Americans, but does this belong in an infrastructural spending bill? Also a plan to throw $300 billion or more into fixing drinking water infrastructure, expanding broadband access, and upgrading electric grids. Well, listen, do we need to upgrade electric grids? We do. Should that come from government spending or should that come from the electric industry, which they seem to keep raising our rates anyway? More than $300 billion would be put into buildings and retrofitting affordable housing. Also constructing and upgrading schools in this plan. And then how about Joe Biden wanting to invest $580 billion into American manufacturing, research and development, and job training efforts? What does that mean? Could someone explain? Invest $580 billion into American manufacturing. How does that work? How is the government going to put $580 billion into private industry? Are these loans? Are they just throwing money? I mean, what is that? Research and development, job training efforts. There are certain things that the government does, and there are certain things that the government doesn't do, that American companies and American individuals do and fund, etc. All right, so those are the details, and clearly there are a lot of questions raised by these details. President Biden with his big spend plan today on infrastructure. Now, also regarding President Biden, guess what? This is both sides of the aisle, folks. More than half of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's immigration situation. Why? Because it's a disaster. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican. You can see, and plenty of Democrats are calling Biden out, and they should. And Joe Biden continues to get really bad poll numbers due to this migrant crisis. And yes, this is a migrant crisis. 53% of respondents say they disapprove of President Biden's work on immigration. This is brand new polling out today. This is, let's see here, 34% approve. So 53% of respondents said they disapprove of Biden and the immigration debacle, and 34% approve. Yeah, this is a Washington Post poll. 66% of respondents identified as Democrats said that they approve of immigration work by Biden. So there, you got a Democratic skew there. When you then obviously take the aggregate with Democrats and Republicans and independents and however they politically identify, then you will go over the 50% mark of disapproval, as you should. Any reasonable person should disapprove. Put partisan politics aside and look at this gigantic mess that Biden has created at the border and the horrific messaging that's being sent to these Northern Triangle nations, to Guatemalans, to Hondurans. It's ridiculous. Yeah, among respondents who identified as Latino, opinions were split. 43% approved, 43% said no, disapprove. And by the way, there was another poll. There was a whole separate poll, an ABC News Ipsos poll, and that came out on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. That was even worse for Biden. 57% of the respondents said that he was doing a really sucky job on immigration. Muy mal. Very bad. Muy mal. All right, then we have the continuation of this bonkers, insane Matt Gaetz story and this investigation allegedly by the feds, and then his counter that he's the victim of some kind of a sextortion situation. Well, we have a statement from the Beggs and Lane law firm, and they're not happy. No, they're not. And, of course, we have, as what many are calling a distraction attempt, a distraction technique, that Matt Gaetz is coming out with this story now that he's the victim of some kind of extortion deal, and they're trying to extort $25 million, and then he flat-out names an attorney by the name of David L. McGee of the Pensacola, Florida law firm of Beggs and Lane. Now, this McGee guy has been, of recent times, he was a Department of Justice lawyer. Now he's in private practice. Yeah, he was a federal prosecutor in the Panhandle. I would imagine out of Tallahassee. I have a statement, and of course, you've got Matt Gaetz calling him out by name. Last night on Tucker Carlson, Matt Gaetz, Representative Gaetz, said David L. McGee is behind this from this law firm. Well, we have a statement out now from the Beggs and Lane, and they're saying, no dice here. What the hell are you talking about? And they're saying, no, we're not going to allow this to stand, this characterization of one of our attorneys. Here's the statement. I've got a statement in full here. And this comes from the Law and Crime website. So Law and Crime got a statement from the law firm, and it reads as such. Congressman Matt Gaetz made an allegation on the Tucker Carlson program last night that David L. McGee, a partner in the firm of Beggs and Lane, had attempted to extort money from Gaetz and his family in exchange for McGee making the investigation against Congressman Gaetz go away. The allegation by the congressman is both false and defamatory. Mr. McGee was the chief assistant U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida 25 years ago. During his tenure, so I had assumed this was of late. No, this is a law. This gets even more bizarre. So a U.S. attorney representing Northern Florida or in the DOJ 25 years ago now apparently is part of an extortion attempt, saying that he can make this whole situation go away. An investigation started under the Trump administration and Attorney General Bill Barr. Let me go back to, I don't want to get distracted. Let me go back to the statement. Mr. McGee was the chief assistant U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida 25 years ago. During his tenure with the Department of Justice, his reputation for integrity and ethical conduct was impeccable. It has remained impeccable throughout his 25-year tenure with our firm. I had no idea that he was that far removed from a federal prosecutorial position in the Department of Justice. The statement goes on and it reads, while he was with the DOJ, he would never have entertained such a scheme as what Congressman Gaetz suggests, nor would he today. Unsubstantiated allegations do not change that fact. Wow. Listen, I'm learning something new here. I had no idea that McGee was that far out of the Department of Justice. I mean, the way that was presented, it seemed like it was of late. It was of recent times that he left the DOJ and then rolled into private practice. All right, so I just learned something new here with a statement. Man, this is just getting weirder and weirder. This whole Matt Gaetz thing, folks, it's getting stranger and stranger and odder and odder. I don't know where this thing's going to end. Where does this go? I don't know. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. That gets you on 800-801-8999. We had a number of calls earlier today weighing in on the whole Matt Gaetz situation. If you have any comments, what do you think? Matt Gaetz making this fantastic claim that they're the victim of a $25 million extortion plot, and that comes just in the last couple of weeks after the Trump era Department of Justice opened up an investigation on Representative Gaetz last year while Trump was still in office, while you still had Bill Barr as the Attorney General. So it's not like it's a Biden administration Department of Justice that's going after a very vocal Trump-supporting firebrand representative from Florida. No, this started under the Trump administration. Any thoughts? You think Matt Gaetz is innocent, guilty? What do you think of the allegations? You believe his comeback, you think that's just a distraction tactic. At 800-801-8999, that's 800-801-8999, if you want to weigh in. And speaking of the border, I mentioned Biden's numbers are just horrific, polling-wise, because they should be. Politics aside, he's just made a wreck of the border. It is a crisis, which it is estimated to go on for another six-plus months. Unbelievable. What about AOC? What about Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking out on the border crisis, but now she's accusing anybody that's using the term surge of being a white supremacist? What? What the hell? We have a surge at the border. We have factual, remarkable increases in people trying to get into the United States, with tens of thousands now being kids. We have over 16 or 17,000 now that are in our treatment, our custody, that we've let in. Over 16,000. And AOC, in a video, she essentially is saying that if anyone uses the term surge, that you're pushing a white supremacist philosophy? And I've had it with that dolt. She's a bomb thrower as well. Listen, I've said it all along. I don't like the bomb throwing on the right, you know, the like the Marjorie Taylor Greens or the Matt Gaetzes. And listen, don't forget, Matt Gaetz, he threw out all kinds of conspiracy theorist crap as well. He was buying into a lot of the election garbage and the fraud, and it was stolen. And then, you know, on the other side, we have the idiocy of some of these loony lefties like AOC. And now if you use the term surge to really accurately and honestly describe what's going on at the border, you're a white supremacist. What, you're wearing a pointy white hat? You're burning crosses? All right, here's AOC. What a turd. Listen.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem, because this is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy, the idea that
Hey, AOC, you moron. The New York Times has used the term surge to describe what's going on at the border. So what, you got a whole bunch of white supremacists at the New York Times? You moron. What a complete imbecile. An imbetard of the highest order. White supremacist language, talking about a surge. You have tens of thousands smashing the border. You have thousands and thousands of kids that are coming to the border. That's not a surge? My God. You know, the idiocy that comes out of her mouth is just unconscionable. I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. I've heard enough. I can only take so much of her. I saw up in New York, you know, Cuomo's got plenty to worry about. So in New York, Cuomo signed the bill legalizing recreational marijuana. You really need to sign a bill? It's been like that for years. People are walking all over Manhattan for the last 5, 6, 8 years, just walking around openly with joints. It's already been legal. Nothing's been enforced there. Essentially, it's been it's been the de facto situation for years.
This is the Schnitt Show.
I don't know where the time goes. Holy moly, 3 hours already? The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, if that's right, he says that he doesn't necessarily believe the report that there was no lab involvement with the virus in China. More on this tomorrow.